AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. Coast Guard, Navy, and Air Force planes and helicopters are looking for a cargo ship that's been missing since Thursday across a broad expanse of the Atlantic Ocean around Cookit Island in the Bahamas. The crew of the 735-foot ship was last heard from saying their engines were dead, they'd been taking on water, and were being pounded by 30-foot waves from Hurricane Joaquin. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Ryan Doss.
We have no way to know, unfortunately, whether what the status of the ship is, where the crew is, if they're aboard the ship, aboard a life raft in the water.
The ship out of Jacksonville, Florida, was bound for San Juan, Puerto Rico. Longtime residents of South Carolina say they have never seen so much rain.
This is a historic event. There's no doubt about it.
The rain is not expected to stop until sometime later this evening, meaning South Carolina could get several more inches on top of the foot or more that has fallen over the past few days. Eric Rousey, spokesman for the State Emergency Management Division, says that there have been numerous high water rescues across the state.
The Charleston Peninsula has been closed off. There's certain roads and areas that are that have been cut off, but not entire towns and cities.
Nearly 7 inches of rain in just 2 hours last night caused deadly flash flooding in Cannes and other towns on the French Riviera. The AP's Angela Charlton reports from Paris that 16 people are known dead.
There are at least another 3 people still missing. Some were trapped in cars or a campsite or retirement home. The water also flooded buildings and roads and railway tracks and has blocked road and train traffic in the area. There are at least 27,000 homes that are still without electricity.
French President François Hollande traveled to the area today promising aid to the victims. This is AP Radio News. The Vatican has fired a Monsignor who came out as gay just before the world's bishops opened their conference on the church and families. AP's Colleen Berry reports from Rome that the priest insists his announcement wasn't time to take advantage of the interests in those meetings.
He was joined by his companion, identified only as Edward. He told reporters that the timing of his disclosure was not related to the bishop's meeting on the family, but said he hoped it might add a Christian voice to the synod that is expected to address how the church can better minister to the homosexual faithful.
The Vatican says the priest, Christoph Carmisa, remains a priest unless his superiors take further action. Pope Francis has opened the meeting of the world's bishops by forcefully asserting that marriage is an unbreakable bond between man and women. The most pressing issue confronting the bishops, how to better minister to Catholic families experiencing separation, divorce, and other problems. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.